Everybody could be marech. Marech means that you say erech ploni alive, the erech of such and such a person. I will give the money to hegdish, and the amount that you give depends on that person's age. The Torah tells us according to what age, how much money you give to hegdish, and everybody could be marech. Even a katan that's 12 years old, if he has base saros, he can marech. Or a katan that's 13 years old and doesn't yet have base saros, even though they are not considered gedolim as far as other things are concerned, but as far as to be marech and to be neiter, they are considered a gadol, and they would have to give the money to hegdish. And everybody could be nerach. On anybody that you say erech of that person alive, you would have to give the money to hegdish, depending on his age, even if that person is a menovah or mukesh chit, that is not worth any money to be sold as an eved, but as far as erechin is concerned, it's not tully on the person's worth, it's tully on his age. So too, everybody could be neider. Neider means that you say, may ploni alive, the value of such and such, I will give to hegdish. And the amount that you give depends on how much that person is worth to be sold as an eved. And so too, hakol nidrin. On anybody that you say, the may of that person is a lie, I will give his value to hegdish. You would have to give his value to hegdish. Even a katan that's less than a month old, that as far as erechin is concerned, he doesn't have an erech, but as far as neder is concerned, if he has value to be sold as an eved, if you say that the may of that person is a lie, you would have to give his value to hegdish. Kornim ulevim the Yisraelim, nashim va'avadim. Kornim levim Yisraelim, nashim, and avadim, all of them could be marach, nerach, noidrin, or nidrin. Tumtim v'androgynis. Noidrin v'nidrin umarichin. Avalo nerach. A tumtim and androgynis is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. We don't know if they're a zachar or nekeva. They could be noidr, they could say it made plenty of lie, they would have to give the money to hegdish. They could be nidrin, if somebody says to made tumtim or androgynis a lie, he would have to give the money to hegdish. And so too, a tumtum or androgynous could be marach. If they say erech ploni alive, they would have to give the money to hegdish, but you cannot be marach them. If somebody says erech on a tumtum or an androgynous alive, he would not have to give the money to hegdish. She'enu nerach el zachar vadai unekeva vados. You can only be marach a zachar vadai, a definite zachar, or a definite nekeva, as opposed to a tumtum or androgynous, they are suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. Cheresh shayta v'kata nidren v'nerachem, aber lo nidren v'lo marichem, v'pnei she'en behem das. A deaf mute, or a shota, or a kata. You could be nidr and nerach them. If you said may on a cheresh shayta v'kata a lie, you would have to give their value to be sold as an eved to hegdish. And if you say erach on a cheresh shayta v'kata a lie, you would have to give the money to hegdish depending on their age. But they cannot be nidr or marech, because they don't have das. So therefore, their nidarim are nothing and have no significance. They would not have to give the money to hegdish. But as we said earlier, a katan, who is already 12 years old and has base saros, even though as far as other things, he's considered a katan as far as nidarim, if he had das to be noted, that we check him out, and we see that he knows the significance of his neder, he would have to give the money to hegdish. Pachos mi ben chodesh nidar avolo ner. A child less than 1 month old, you could be nidar on them. If you say the may of that child a lie, you would have to give the value that he has to be sold as an eved to hegdish, but you cannot be marach them. If you would say erech on the pachas mi ben chodesh a lie, you would not have to give any money to hegdish at all. As we said, erechin depends on the age, and the Torah tells us that a pachas ben chodesh has no erech at all. Masechet Erechin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Hanachri, Egoi. Rabbi Meir, Mer Nerach, Avolo Marach. Rabbi Meir said, a Yisrael could be Marach a guy. A Yisrael that says on a guy Erech Ploni alive would have to give money to Hegdish depending on the guy's age. But a guy cannot be Marach. A guy that says on a Yisrael Erech Ploni alive would not have to give any money to Hegdish. Rabbi Huda, Mer Marach, Avolo Nerach. Rabbi Huda holds the opposite is true. A guy could be Marach. A guy that says Erech Ploni alive would have to give money to Hegdish. But a Yisrael cannot be Marach a guy. A Yisrael that says on a guy erech ploni alive would not have to give money to hegdish. Zev is amoidim shenoidrim v'nidrim. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree that a guy could be neider and Yisrael could be neider on him. A guy that says made ploni alive would have to give money to hegdish depending on that person's worth. And Yisrael that says on a guy made ploni alive would have to give the value of that guy to hegdish.